crack open a beer because it's time for two beers, one cup.
By the way, isn't that like your fourth beer this morning?
What? It's just a cordial.
Drink along and tweet at us during the show at two beers, one cup. Now, let's drink.
Yo, what's up? That's right. It is time for two beers, one cup. My name is Gunner. Hanging in the studio right now. Usually Maria is joining me in action, but unfortunately, Maria's not here right now, so we're going to go old school on this, and we're rolling solo. You know, I have not done a solo episode of Two Beers, One Cup. God, I can't remember the last time, like a year or something like that. I don't know how long it's been, but you know what? I figured if she's not here, I got a whole crap ton of beer down the hall in the office, so I figured, you know what? We got to drink it. And today on the show, we have to drink this beer today because it's going to go bad in the next couple of days. Today's beer, I'm very excited about this, by the way. It's from Stone Brewing Company out of San Diego. It's their Enjoy By 1031-17 IPA, okay? This beer, I've had sitting in my office for, a couple of weeks now. And it's been a fascinating one to like sit and hold on to. I've tried it. I poured it in a mug. And it's really cool the way this came up. Even on the bottle, like it says, you have to have it by the 31st. Because the whole entire point of this thing, they brewed it to be enjoyed within 37 days. They used the freshest hops and really wanted you to be able to enjoy this like right off the bat. It was released late September. And they want you to have it by the 31st. Now, what happens if you don't drink it by the 31st? Is it still going to be delicious? My guess, probably. I'm sure it's still going to be a fantastic beer after the 31st. But if they want you to enjoy it by 10/31/17, well, today by my calculations is 10/27/17. So we got to get this going, right? So here's the deal. This beer, I'm really excited about, but when I was at a thing earlier today, I was flipping through my phone trying to, look up Stone Brewing a little bit, get some back info on it. I learned a lot really quick without even trying this. That's why this is going to be hilarious right now. It's a double IPA sitting at 9.4%. So it's one of those things. Yes, I say we do the two beers because that's what we do on the show. They do have a hashtag for this under their Get Social section. It says Enjoy BY, so Enjoy By. Okay, and here we go. First sip of Stone Brewing Company's Enjoy By 1031-17 IPA. It's a double IPA sitting at 9.4%. And good luck to us all. Cheers to it. Let's go. Oh, man, yes. That is a double IPA, my friend. That right there, I get what they're going for right now. Here's the deal. They talk about them wanting this to be like the using the most fresh hops and all that stuff. Let me tell you what. I love IPAs. I drink them all the time. You know, it's one of my favorite kind of beer to sit around and, have a couple of. That right there came from a bottle shipped from San Diego. Straight up tasted like I got it from like the tap room. If it was so fresh. Man, I don't know why I've never heard of this before. It says it's available nationwide. And the featured hops in it are Nugget. You got some Delta, Target, Amarillo, Cascade, Galaxy, Citra. There's a lot of flavors going on here right now. I'm going to have to drink some more sitting at 9.4%. This is going to be hilarious. Dude, this is one of those beers on the show. And I've done the show for long enough on and off, We call this season two with Mario when she's available, whatever. And it's one of those things where I've done the 9.4, 10%ers. And after a couple, you start to get real funny. So here we go. Here's more 1031-17 IPA. It's fantastic, by the way. Let's drink some more. Yeah, and see, that's what I'm talking about. Now, they say it's their important hop-driven quest to deliver the most devastatingly fresh IPA on the planet. And I feel like after drinking that, a couple sips there, they are definitely doing it now. They've been around since 1996 in San Diego. They're actually the 10th largest craft brewer in the United States, which, see, I didn't know that. I really didn't know that. And looking at their beer selection, I feel like I must have had some of this before. They have a lot of different kinds of stuff. I bet I do have some of this sitting around in my office. I feel like some of this does look familiar, but they straight up have like a wide range of different kind of brews and things like that. From year-round releases, they got the seasonals, of course, and a lot of special releases too. But let me tell you, this series, the Enjoy By, after just a couple sips, which I'm finishing it on this podcast right now. I mean, I'm going to have to, but I'm just saying, like, right off the bat, I mean, unless something takes a terrible turn here, which I highly doubt that it will. I don't know why anything would go suddenly wrong here, but I do have to say, I'm going to look forward to this every single year. Let's drink some more. Yep. Okay. Now, here's the thing about Stone Brewing. And it's one of those things, you know, yes, it is available nationwide. And, you know, just looking once again through their different brews and stuff, I got to get my hands on more because I'm assuming if this beer is this good. And also, have you ever, I don't know, maybe this is a thing. Have you ever had a beer that had like a rushed expiration like this? Like you have to drink it by this if you want it. I guess if you get beer like in a growler and stuff, but that's different, you know, I mean, it's just different to do that. But I've never had a beer. Well, I mean, okay. So like Budweiser, it has an expiration date, but if you drink it after the expiration date, guess what? It's still going to be fine. Or like the Surly Darkness, you know, I got a Surly Darkness from like 2 years ago sitting in my cabinet right now. And eventually I'm going to open that thing up and I'm going to drink it. I'm sure it's going to be absolutely delicious. So I've never really had anything that's like, you better drink by this if you want to enjoy the freshness, which it is. It says on the bottle, devastatingly fresh. So, man, these hops are killer. Let's drink this. All right. Well, that's fantastic. Now, here's the deal. Looking at their different places, I mean, they're kind of all over. They're kind of scattered throughout. It looks like they got different tap rooms and things. But yeah, they're totally based out of San Diego, and it's hilarious because they got a spot in the San Diego airport. They got like a tap room in the airport. See, that's awesome. You know what? If you're traveling through like an airport or you're flying someplace and you see, oh my God, there's a brewing company right here. They must make a killing. And if you're going to San Diego, it's Terminal 2, Gate 36, the San Diego International Airport in San Diego, California, 92101. I would get directions, but I don't really need them. But that's killer, man. That goes to show, like, where craft beer is going. Because, like, sure, you could walk through an airport. I mean, I've been to, you know, so many airports over the years. You walk through an airport, yeah, you could sit down at a Chili's or an Applebee's, order yourself a nice Goose Island and call it good. But wouldn't you rather go to a brewery where they have food and stuff? Oh, my God. Can you imagine all the buzzed up? Especially if they have a beer like this, this 10-31-17 double IPA, 9.4% on tap. How many people are accidentally forgetting their flights? Seriously, if I'm sitting at a brewery within an airport, God, that must be the best feeling ever. Now I got to go to San Diego. If you're listening to this in San Diego, invite us out. I'll get Mario to come, too. She'll be back next week. We'll get her on the show. And apologies for not doing an episode last week. We actually had one lined up for last week, and then we just ran out of time. And last week, we were going to do the Surly Wet, which was a brand new release from Surly. And we had just gone there a couple weeks ago for a wedding. And then we just ran out of time in the day, and then I ended up drinking them. I want you to know, Surly Wet, great beer. So if you're ever looking for that, pick it up. It comes in four packs and all that stuff. It was delicious. But yeah, I accidentally drank that, so that's how it goes, man. It's one of those things when I get a huge stockpile of beer, it's one of those things where, you know, I'm looking at it, I'm like, okay, well, if I'm not going to get to that in like, you know, 6 weeks, I better just take it now. So it's one of those things. Yeah, the Surly was great, though. But this beer right here, I actually thought about taking home like last week, but then I was like, oh my God, this would be a great episode of Two Beers, especially since it has that 10-31-17 stamp on it, you know? And, you know, it's been a while since we've done a double IPA on the show. So I'm really excited about that. Next week, we got a couple porter we're going to be doing on the show. Now that it's getting colder, we're going to be getting into the winter beers. And like I said, we will get Maria back on the show next week. Looking forward to that. But back to this 10-31-17 IPA, the double IPA. When I'm sitting here drinking this, I can already tell that, you know, I haven't even had that much, but I can already like start to feel the buzz. And that's what's so awesome about 9.4% beers, right? When you can just sit down, you can have just a little, and you're like, oh yeah, I'm good now. Totally good. And they even have like a tagline, there's no better time than right now to enjoy this beer. I love it, man. It's one of those things, if you say, buy this and drink this now, they must sell so much of this stuff. So let's get this one down. We got to pour another. I don't have a giant mug today. It's ridiculous. So here we go. Smooth as the first sip, man. That's what it's all about. Now, they decided to launch this program with the date, the 10-31 date in 2012. And they did it because they wanted it. They didn't really want it to last. They wanted you to really enjoy. And they even said it's a groundbreakingly short shelf life with the intense double IPA brought forth the whole new concept. And they really are pushing the freshness of it. And that's cool because like you probably don't live in San Diego. You don't have access to this place. I don't either. So like to get this beer, I mean, it must be like one of those things where they get it, they bottle it super fast, and they turn it around. And that's what's really cool, man. They're working really hard to get it done for us. And I love that. I love that they're doing that. And, you know, like I said, it's brewed to be enjoyed within 37 days. And that's awesome. God, that is so awesome. I wish more breweries actually did this because, like, number one, every year they probably have an enjoy-by day, you know, where they're like, okay, it's enjoy-by day. Everybody show up to the brewery. Let's have a party and drink the 10-31-17. God, kick ass. Let's drink more. I will admit here that sometimes on the show, sometimes, you know, the beer's great. Sometimes the beer kind of sucks. And then there's sometimes like this where I feel like I'm having a love affair with a beer, which is insane. But this beer, man, I'm just pouring the second one into the mug. This is going to be fantastic. It's going to be real buzzy after this. I can already tell, which is okay. You know, it's okay. It's Friday. Happy Friday, by the way. Hopefully your week went well. Let's see what they got in their shop here. I'm sure they got just the most killer merch. I wonder if they got a 1031-17 t-shirt, because now I feel like I need one. I'm not seeing one. No, I don't see one. God, that sucks. What is this? They got beef jerky? Oh, man, they even sell their own beef jerky. These guys got to figure it out. You know, you're sitting at the brewery like, oh, I'm hungry, man. I need some food. Hey, go buy an $8 bag of jerky. All right, sounds good to me. What else do they got in the shop? And that's the thing with Maria being on the show. You know, she's always like, I really want to buy stuff from every brewery. And here I'm looking at a bomber jacket. That's pretty dope. It's like the time I went to Surly in Minneapolis for my brother-in-law's bachelor party. And we basically rode the train to all the breweries down the line. And it was, I think it was like May, but early May. And in Minneapolis in early May, it still gets kind of cold at night. And it was funny because my wife's like, well, make sure you take a jacket before while you go out so you're not cold or whatever. And, you know, we're staying in a hotel and all that. And, you know, it's kind of hot when we started. So, of course, I didn't do it. And then we go to Surly and I'm, you know, buzzed up. And I bought like a $60 jacket. I wear it all the time. It's real sweet, though. But, yeah, if I show up to my place with a $60 Stone Brewing bomber jacket, I'm going to have to really explain a lot of shit to my wife, which is fine. It's all right. All right. Well, their merch is pretty sweet, and you can check them out online at stonebrewing.com. Let's drink some more, man. Beer number two beers, one cup, but today it's two beers, two cups, whatever. About to start the second beer here. Let's go. Oh, yeah. See? It's fresh. It's smooth. It goes down nice, and I love it. This is a fantastic beer, dude. It's a fantastic beer. And I do always say, as you're listening to this, if you're drinking as well, it makes it way more entertaining, especially when I'm doing it by myself like this, you know, which I'm totally cool with because, I said, I did like 36 episodes of this completely myself. And, you know, I'm totally cool with doing it alone. But, you know, it probably gets after a while. You're like, Gunner, dude, you're an idiot. You know, you're dumb. So if you're kind of, you know, drinking along with it, probably makes it way more entertaining. And, you know, always feel free to tweet out different beer suggestions and all that to us. We're always, you know, on the Twitter checking that out. So we're on it all the time. But, you know, moving forward with this beer, going to polish this bad boy off and then we're going to rate it. And I think you guessed it. It's going to have a pretty good score. Cheers. Let's go. Fantastic. Here's the deal. This beer is like one of those you rarely find ever. You know, it's to me. And I got a six pack. I got four more of these, but I'm going to, I don't even, well, I got to drink them by the 31st. Oh, I'm going to have to drink them this weekend. I'm definitely going to. It's one of those things, man. It's hard to find, you know, a lot of crap beers. And like I said, I love IPAs and all that. Sometimes it's hard to find, you know, a beer that is original or a beer that doesn't remind you and tastes like another beer. To me, the purpose behind this and the freshness of it makes me feel like I'm sitting in a tap room right now drinking straight from the source, but this beer is spectacular. That's the thing. I mean, it's 9.4, so yeah, drinking two of them in a really, you know, close period of time like I just did, you know, it's one of those things. I still have some beer left. I'm not done yet, but I'm just saying, you know, drinking two in a really quick time is like, okay, you know, see you later, but I mean, I can handle myself. It's going to be totally cool, but it's one of those things, man. This is just a special beer. It's a double IPA, which I'm an IPA guy. Not everybody is, by the way. I have a lot of friends who, you know, will go to the tap room or one of the many breweries in the area, and they'll be like, oh, no, I can't do IPAs. I can't do that. But then they'll go get the lemony orange fruit beer, and I'm like, well, I can't do that. So not everything's for everybody because I'm just not into that, you know? And so if you're not an IPA person, a double IPA, terrible idea. You're going to think this beer is shit. If you're an IPA guy, though, I'm telling you right now, a double IPA, and I'm sure you know if you're an IPA person, is a pretty fantastic idea always, right? Am I right? Always. It's always a good time for a double IPA. But that being said, I've had double IPAs that are terrible. They're too strong, too powerful. It's overwhelming with the flavor and stuff. And this, as a double IPA, has a great flavor, and it does taste super fresh. So, with that being said, I'm going to take another sip, polish this thing off, and then we're going to rate it. And I can't wait for that. Here we go. Drank it. Oh, that's delicious beer. Gosh, man, let me tell you what. This Stone Brewing, Enjoy by 1031-17, double IPA, 9.4%. 90 IBUs, man. Let me tell you, this beer right here. I mean, like I said, man, I've had a love affair with this beer throughout this episode. I didn't know what to expect, except for a high alcohol content and something that tasted like an IPA. That's all I knew. That's all I knew going into it. I didn't know, like I said, maybe I've had Stone Brewing before. I don't know, looking at the bottles and the beers, like some look familiar, but I don't know if I've just seen them in the store or whatever. Let me tell you what, this beer is not only a spectacular beer, but maybe one of my new all-time favorite beers. Not going to lie. I'm going to remember this thing, and every single year, I'm going to always purchase the Enjoy by 1031, whatever the year is, double IPA. It's a great idea. It's a unique idea. And like I said, it reminds me of sitting in a tap room, having a good time with my friends, because that's when you're going to get the freshest beer straight from the source. And I feel like they did this with that intention. I love it. And we got to rate it. And I'm straight up, I don't know if I've ever done this on the show before. I have no idea. Maybe I have. This beer right here, devastatingly fresh. Enjoy by 1031 17 IPA 9.4. Dude, this is straight up a 10 out of 10 beer, man. This, if you see this in the store and you do have a couple of days, this episode is going out on October 27th, right? You have 4 days left to find this. I don't know if you can find it anymore. If you can find this beer, find this beer. Drink this beer and have a good time, man, because this stuff, it's only good for 4 more days. And after that, we have to wait till next year. Follow us on Twitter at @2beers1cup. We'll see you next week.
Want more 2 beers 1 cup? Follow us on Twitter at @2beers1cup and let us know what kinds of beers you're drinking and tell us what you want us to review on the show. Until next time, cheers to it and try not to do anything too stupid tonight.
See you later, suckers.